Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Hitchcock with the Estate and Asset Protection Planning Firm Barth Calderon. Thanks for joining Wealth Protector TV, or you may be listening to this on Wealth Protector Radio. I'm here with my colleague, Brian Chow, who's one of our estate and asset protection planning experts. Brian, you can hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Paul.
Great. Well, so here's a question that comes up a lot in all the workshops we're doing everywhere is when somebody's setting up a limited liability company or a rental property, for example, the idea of the jurisdiction comes into play. Let's say they have a rental property in California. Do they need to use a California LLC, and why wouldn't they? How would you address that issue?
Sure. So the reason for choosing a different jurisdiction is because different jurisdictions have varying levels of asset protection benefits. So with a California LLC, we have lots of real estate investor clients in California, and many of them want to set up LLCs to keep the liability from their properties from attaching to their other assets, like their personal residence, their bank accounts, their other properties and other investments. So a California LLC, provided it's been set up and maintained correctly, will do a pretty good job of keeping liability associated with the property from attaching to other assets. So that's what we call inside out liability. Something happens within the LLC, we want to keep that liability inside that entity. We want to keep it from popping out and attaching to other stuff. So the tricky part becomes when liability goes the other way. So inside liability or inside out liability is something occurs within the LLC and it's trying to get out.
It goes up, right.
The other direction would be somebody gets in trouble personally, right? So Joe, property owner, gets sued. He gets into a car accident and somebody sues him up here. Now the creditor's trying to break into the LLC and to get at the assets underneath. So California is not a very friendly asset protection jurisdiction. So it's oftentimes much easier and much more likely that a creditor will be able to break into the LLC to get at the underlying assets to satisfy a judgment against the owner. So so that's why oftentimes our California investors will choose other jurisdictions to get higher degrees of asset protection.
What are some of those jurisdictions?
Sure. So there are a number of states that are that kind of compete with one another to be in order to attract business to that state. So examples are Delaware, Nevada, South Dakota, Alaska. Those are just a handful. Wyoming. Those are just a handful of states that are very competitive and very proactive in updating their laws to make them as friendly as possible to to business owners or wealth creators.
Got it. So what I hear you saying as a takeaway as we end this here is that if you've got a rental income property in one particular state, doesn't mean you have to use that state's LLC laws. You can go outside the state and get some better asset protection even though your property or business may not be in that state. Is that a good takeaway?
Yes, that's actually a great takeaway. That's something that's very important for the audience to know is just because your property is located here in California, if you form an LLC, let's say in Nevada or Delaware, and that property, and you put your California property into that LLC, what you're doing is you're not exporting California assets, you're importing the laws of other states.
Oh, okay.
So you're forcing or creating a situation where a judge may apply Nevada law, which is much friendlier to you if you get sued personally, as opposed to California law.
Great.
Now there are some things to be aware of and I want the audience to be aware of as we talk about this, because it's not just, hey, I'm going to create a Nevada LLC and put California property in it. We also want to make sure that that LLC is duly registered to do business in California, because the properties are located here. So we want to make sure that we're playing by California's rules. So California says, or the Constitution requires states to recognize the laws of other states. So the basic way that this works is if you have a foreign or a, if you have an out-of-state LLC that's doing business in California, if they are registered to do business in California and they're playing by the rules, then typically what happens is California will respect the laws of Delaware or Nevada or some other state as it pertains to the administration of that LLC. So that's how we can kind of import those laws to make it to make it significantly more difficult for creditors to break into that LLC.
Great. Brian, fantastic information. Thanks so much. Thanks everybody for listening. And until next time, we'll see you then. Brian, thanks.
It was a pleasure, Paul.
All right.